Paragraph 3 reads, as with other trends on social media, people soon began to compete for who had the most creative ideas. Event organizers looked into ways to one-up their family and friends, and began renting out planes to fly signs overhead, holding light shows and even detonating fireworks. The event became a rite of passage for expecting parents, and companies quickly moved to wring extra profits out of the events. Supplying the parties became so lucrative that even unrelated businesses began creating new products, such as auto shops carrying tires that would spew gender-appropriate smoke during burnouts.
So, of course, as trends on social media progress, people, of course, compete for who has the most creative idea that they can then post online, and, you know, they probably hope it'll go viral. And so event organizers even looked into ways that they could one-up their family and friends. So to one-up is to gain advantage over. So they want to have the best gender reveal party. And so they started to do things like rent out planes to fly a sign overhead that states the gender, or holding light shows, which I assume would, you know, turn a certain color depending on the gender of the baby, and even doing things like detonating fireworks, so setting off fireworks for people to know the gender of their baby. So they were just doing all these really extravagant events, hoping to kind of have the best party or the most viral party.
So this even became a rite of passage for some parents. A rite of passage is just some ceremony to mark some important milestone in your life. So having a child is one of those things. So companies, obviously the opportunity to make money off of this became obvious for these companies, and they moved to wring extra profits out of the events. To wring basically means sort of to squeeze. To wring is to kind of twist something like a towel or a wash rag to get excess water out of it. So here, instead of water, it's money. So they tried to make more money, and so supplying the parties became very lucrative, that these unrelated businesses, companies that aren't necessarily associated with parties or wedding related things or parties, I already said parties, baby stuff. Unrelated businesses, for example, auto shops carrying tires that would spew. To spew just means to release a large amount of liquid or gas. In this case, we're talking about smoke during burnouts. All right, so gender-appropriate smoke, what does that mean? It just really just means the color of the smoke, I assume. If it's blue, it's a boy. If it's pink, it's a girl. So burnout is basically when a car is spinning its wheels, but it isn't moving, right? And this creates a lot of friction and heat and smoke. So that's just a potentially very dangerous thing to do with a car. So we're already looking at some examples of dangerous things that people are doing for these gender reveals. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening. Join us next time for the second half of our discussion, but first, go back and do some review.